The end of an era. 80 years of ABC shortwave radio broadcasts into the Pacific is being criticized as a diplomatic misstep. For more than 10 million people in the region, it has been a highly valued service, especially during natural disasters and political upheavals. The ABC is pulling the plug on what it calls an outdated service, replacing it with online streaming and FM radio.
After the 31st of January, Radio Australia will no longer broadcast in shortwave. You can still hear Radio Australia through local partner stations.
Shortwave radio is old, but simple and reliable technology for reaching even the most remote parts of the Pacific. It's considered a lifesaver, especially when nature strikes with cyclones, flooding or earthquakes that destroy local communications infrastructure. Peter Corissa is the operations manager for the Vanuatu National Disaster Management Office.
But this is the most perfect type of radio that the community could have. Some attend to use mobile phones and the scan FM, this digital smaller radio.
For 80 years, Radio Australia Shortwave has reached out to the Pacific.
The world news from Radio Australia, read by John Cook. The headlines.
Now the ABC has killed off the shortwave signal to a chorus of criticism, including from former ABC Pacific correspondent Sean Dorney.
We seem to be turning our back on the Pacific Islands in many, many ways. And this, I think, is just another example of it. And it's not doing Australia any favours at all amongst those countries out there in the Pacific who have relied on this sort of service for so long.
Donald Pelham is the Vanuatu Trade Commissioner to Australia and posted this appeal on YouTube.
If the ABC shortwave closes down, it will really be a big disaster and we really don't want to see this happen.
When the Pacific's first Category 5 cyclone hit Vanuatu in 2015, ABC shortwave was a vital link. When military coups censored the media in Fiji, ABC shortwave was there providing independent coverage of events. The ABC will save about $2 million a year in transmission costs with the end of shortwave radio. Pacific foreign policy analyst Tess Newton-Kane says it is a big loss for a small gain compared to the near $1 billion Australia spends on foreign aid in the Pacific.
Now that is quite ironic considering this year we're going to see a new foreign policy white paper and a new Pacific strategy coming out of Canberra. And yet, with the one hand they're going to be doing all this new creative thinking and then with another hand, the ABC is removing this tool that could be very beneficial for that sort of work. I think it's a foreign policy misstep.
In a statement, the ABC says it is replacing what it calls outdated technology and will expand its digital content together with FM services for international audiences and has fully briefed relevant government ministers. The Federal Opposition's spokeswoman for international development in the Pacific, Senator Claire Moore, says the ABC and Foreign Affairs Minister Julie Bishop will be questioned at Senate estimates in February about the decision.
Now we know that there are new technologies being developed and we celebrate that and we really want to have that happen. But you make sure you have the new stuff before you cut the old stuff.
The reach of FM is limited. In Papua New Guinea, only 1 in 10 of its 8 million people have internet access. Shortwave broadcast from Australia reaches thousands of kilometres across the Pacific, from the Indonesian province of West Papua to Nauru, the Micronesians, and east to the Cook Islands. A spokesperson for the Foreign Affairs Minister did not respond to the question of whether Julie Bishop is opposed to the ABC's decision, but says she is aware of the concerns regarding more remote parts of the Pacific where alternative services may not be readily available and will continue to seek information from the ABC and other partners in the region on the impact of this decision to pull the plug on shortwave broadcasting.
You can still hear Radio Australia through local partner stations and via the Australia Plus Expats app and the ABC Radio app. For more information, visit the Ways to Listen page at radioaustralia.net.au.